Hello, I'm Roger Watson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of Nurse Education and Practice, and welcome to this edition of the NEP podcast. Hello and welcome to the 8th NEP podcast. I'm broadcasting this in December 2022, just coming to the end of my second year as Editor-in-Chief of Nurse Education and Practice. I'm glad to say, as we enter another year of publication in 2023, we've nothing but more good news to share with you. First of all, we expect to reach a record high of around 1,200 submissions by the end of this year. Submissions have been steadily increasing over the years since before I assumed the editor-in-chiefship, and they've continued to do so. This is a very good sign, and it shows the importance of NEP, and it shows that it's popular, and that people see it as a good place in which to publish their research and scholarship. In terms of the countries from which articles are submitted, NEP is truly international. We continue to see an increase in the number of papers from Asia. This has been the case for several years, and I'm glad to say that we also see an increasing number of papers published from these areas. So NEP has a very good international profile, and we keep a close eye on the number of papers coming from different regions and also on the number of papers published from those regions. One of the most important things that's happened in the last 2 years is that we have dramatically improved our handling speeds. So everything is down in terms of times taken from submission to first decision and submission to final editorial outcome. So we are increasingly trying to provide a much better service for our authors, and we're doing this and keeping, again, a very close eye on that. And that's thanks to the hard work of the whole editorial team and also the production team at Elsevier. We're expecting further reductions in publication times, and we expect speedier editorial handling in the future. Finally, the final piece of good news is that over the years, the impact factor of Nurse Education and Practice has gradually been increasing, and we saw another increase in 2022. We will again be keeping a very close eye on this in 2023 and doing what we can to make sure that we publish the kind of articles which will attract attention, attract citations, and make it even more worthwhile for you as an author to publish in Nurse Education and Practice. So it just remains for me at this time of year, whatever your culture, whatever your country, whatever your religion or none, to wish you season's greetings or happy holidays, a Merry Christmas, and most of all, a very happy New Year. I'll be back again in 2023 to update you on progress at Nurse Education and Practice. Thank you very much for listening.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.